This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 127th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually attend the 22nd ASEAN-India Summit today. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said, Prime Minister Modi and ASEAN leaders will jointly review the progress in ASEAN-India relations and discuss initiatives for strengthening comprehensive strategic partnership. It said, strengthening relationship with ASEAN is a key pillar of India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. Along with the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections, campaigning for the second phase has also gained momentum. Voting for the first phase will be held on 6th of November across 121 Assembly constituencies, while the second phase will take place on the 11th of November in 122 constituencies. Senior leaders and star campaigners of both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan are scheduled to address several election rallies today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that Ramanathapuram, Shivaganga, Thoothukudi and Virudhunagar districts are included under the Pradhan Mantri Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana. Interacting with farmers at Vellore, he said that under the project, 36 schemes are being integrated to deliver comprehensive benefits to the farmers.
Tamil Nadu ke kisanon se milkar bahut prasann hua hun.
I am very pleased to meet the farmers of Tamil Nadu. Many farmers here are engaged in natural farming and are earning a profit. We are also implementing the PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana in those districts of Tamil Nadu where the average productivity is low or even less than the average. We have also implemented the pulses mission and the oilseed mission here. My request to the state government is that the central and state government should work together to properly implement these schemes on the ground so that the farmers can get the full benefit.
Today is the second day of Chhath Puja, known as Karna. On this day, devotees observe a fast from sunrise to sunset, abstaining from both food and water. The fast is broken only after making offerings to the sun god at sunset. The four-day-long Chhath Puja began with Nahai Khai yesterday, dedicated to the worship of the sun god and his sister Chhati Maiya. The festival emphasizes purity, gratitude, and the well-being of one's family. Over 1.5 crore passengers have already traveled in trains operated so far in this festive season. The Rail Ministry said in a statement that the number is expected to exceed 2.5 crores by the end of the festive period. 30 major stations in Bihar and nearby areas in Uttar Pradesh have been equipped with large holding areas to ensure smoother crowd management. On to sports now. India's Hansika Lamba and Sarika Malik bagged silver medals at the Under-23 World Wrestling Championships in Serbia. Hansika Lamba competed in the 53 kilograms final but lost to Haruna Morikawa of Japan. In the 55 kilograms category, Sarika Malik faced Japan's Ruka Natami but lost the bout, settling for the silver medal. India concluded the women's competition with 7 medals. And in some international news, U.S. President Donald Trump last night slapped an additional 10% tariff on Canadian imports amid escalating trade tensions with Ottawa. Mr. Trump clarified that the new tariff will be charged above and beyond what is already in place for imports from Canada. The decision comes just a couple of days after Mr. Trump entered all trade talks with Ottawa after accusing the northern neighbors of misquoting former U.S. President Ronald Reagan in an advertising campaign against the tariffs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.